Now to the government's appointment of Tim Wilson as Human Rights Commissioner. Federal Attorney General George Brandis announced that the appointment would restore balance to the commission. Tim Wilson spent the past 7 years as a policy director at the Institute of Public Affairs, which is a conservative think tank which has called for the Human Rights Commission, in fact, to be disbanded. He joins six other commissioners, including Professor Gillian Triggs, who's the president of the Human Rights Commission. Professor Triggs, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're, of course, as I said, the president of the Human Rights Commission, but were you, in fact, involved in the discussions about his appointment?
No, this is an appointment that the attorney has made on his own advice, and, of course, he's entitled to do that.
How well do you know Tim Wilson?
I don't know him at all.
So how confident are you you'll be able to work with him?
Well, I think that's one of the marvellous things about the Commission, that we now have seven commissioners and me as president, as you pointed out, and we have a legal obligation under our Act to work in a collegiate way, if possible. And I think he's going to bring some fresh air. He's going to bring some different points of view. But I think it must be stressed that ultimately, like all organisations, small ones or large, we have ultimately to agree upon a single policy. But in saying that, I should stress that the point about the Commission and about each of the appointments as either me as President or the Commissioners is that we are independent of government. We're not here to give effect to government policy as such. We are here to monitor compliance by Australia with its international legal obligations to human rights.
And I think Tim Wilson has made assurances that he won't be taking a partisan approach to his role. Do you believe him?
Well, I think, as your previous guest, Michelle Grattan, said, one has to give some time to see how he actually evolves in this role. But it is a collaborative role. It must be one that is done within the Commission as a whole. And he, I think, needs to understand, of course, that we're here in relation to legal principles and the legal obligations that Australia has accepted. This isn't a place for party political rhetoric.
Tim Wilson's been appointed as Freedom Commissioner. How do you see that role playing out?
Well, of course, I mean, any Human Rights Commission would have to value the emphasis on freedoms. Of course, freedom is what we do, you know, almost all the time. But it depends really on how this role plays out in practice, because we've got some significant issues. The government clearly came to office with a clear promise that it would amend 18C, and I think that we can see some value in that amendment, and my hope is that we will reach an appropriate commission position in relation to that and see how the political debate emerges over the next few months.
And of course there has been much criticism of that section of the Race Discrimination Act, which was used to prosecute Andrew Bolt, the Conservative columnist, over his comments made to Indigenous people. I just want to pick up on a comment that Tim Wilson made on yesterday's PM program to Peter Lloyd, where he advocates the abolition of the section.
My appointment is sending a very clear message about what sort of the general view is on Section 18C amongst some parts of the community. My view is that a rebalancing is to make sure that Section 18C is repealed.
Why does 18C need to be repealed?
Because it basically puts subjective tests on speech which may be deemed to insult, offend, humiliate groups of people based on people's comments. Now, that can never be applied consistently, and ultimately it means that people are afraid to say things that they may otherwise feel. We should have a contest of ideas in public debate, and bad ideas and opinions which are derogatory to others should be heard and mocked and ridiculed rather than shut down.
Gillian Triggs, Tim Wilson there wants this section repealed. You don't. Is it going to come to blows?
I don't think so. Firstly, I think it has to be said that we have a legal obligation internationally and under the treaties to implement legislation which protects people against racial vilification in public. That is all 18C purports to do. Of course, it's possible to tweak it, to amend it, to take language out and put new language in that strengthens it. All of that we of course, fully support as a matter of law. However, my understanding is that the attorney is consulting, and he will make up his own mind whether he decides to keep the provision and amend it, which we think probably is the better outcome.
The attorney, again, as I understand it, is doesn't want to see it go, yet Tim Wilson, when he was questioned about that yesterday, suggested that he could be persuaded to change his mind.
Well, I don't think it's a commissioner's job to try to persuade an attorney or a minister to change their mind contrary to the treaties that form the foundation for our work. In other words, we are required to monitor whether or not we're in compliance with international obligations. So I think really the attorney needs to have some free air between now and next year, when he will presumably introduce a bill to Parliament, to think through with his community consultations how he complies both with international law and with his quite reasonable concerns that maybe the section needs to be reformed. And that's where I think the discussion will come down. But I do have to stress that the Commission works collegiately, and we expect that Tim will be sure that he reads the treaties, reads the law, and understands that we must be independent of government and reach a view which is consistent with that law.
The Attorney-General also indicated in his press release that he intends to reform the Commission. Do you feel that the Commission needs reforming?
Well, I of course, I need to know exactly what he means by that, but basically there are many things that need to be done here at the Commission that will strengthen its role. We have a huge mandate, as you can imagine. We go from working with children in closed detention centres, Indigenous Australians trying to close the gap in relation to healthcare services, juveniles in detention centres, through to the appropriate education standards for children. We work in sex gender discrimination matters, and we work in employment discrimination on the grounds of race or age. The work of Susan Ryan in Age has been absolutely seminal in Australia in the last couple of years. So we work across a very wide range, and there are many areas in which our work could be focused, tightened up. We of course need resources with extra with extra commissioners. We're not getting extra money, so I'm afraid we're being squeezed financially, and I have to manage.
So interesting challenges ahead. Professor Gillian Triggs, thank you for joining us.
It's a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.